There are many cases where it can be useful to differentiate between a person who is viewing your website in the browser and a person who is viewing it through your app. Maybe you want to view analytics for how well your app is being adopted by users, or you want to show different content to app users. Just like there are multiple use cases, there are also multiple ways to achieve this goal. Let's go through them one by one. Based on the user agent, filtering by user agent only works if you have configured the app to adjust the user agent it uses. You can enable this option in your app's navigation settings. Open navigation settings. If you don't want to enable that option, check out the other filtering methods presented in this article. The user agent is a short string that the browser sends to websites whenever it is loading a page. The user agent contains information about the browser. For example, a Firefox browser could send something like this user agent: Mozilla 5.0, Windows NT 6.1, Win64, RV47.0, Gecko 20,101, Firefox 47.0. From that, your website can detect that the user is using version 47.0 of the Mozilla Firefox browser. Just like browsers, your app also sends a user agent that identifies it. User agents used by the app. The app uses a few different user agents: regular user agent, app web view, operating system, version. This is the typical user agent used by the app's internal browser, which displays your website inside the app. Requests made with this user agent are initiated by the app user by navigating between pages. App HTTP client version. This is the user agent used for requests made by the app that are not directly initiated by the user. For example, the app makes some requests with this to store parts of the website for offline use. The offline mode is disabled by default nowadays, so you probably won't see many requests with this user agent. Version is the internal version of the app, e.g. 1.48+52, and operating system is the platform the app is being used on, e.g. iOS or Android. Regular user agent is the user agent of a mobile browser that would be expected from the device, like Mozilla Fido iPhone, CPU iPhone OS 12.2 like Mac OS X, Apple WebKit 605.1.15, mobile 15E148. So an example user agent that the app could use on iOS would be Mozilla 5.0 iPhone 2 like Mac OS X, Apple WebKit 605.1.15 KHTML, mobile 15E148. App WebView, iOS, 1.4.8+52 filtering for the app's user agent. Based on the above user agent format, you can detect that your website is being loaded by the app by checking whether the user agent contains App WebView. If you want to check for the operating system too, you can additionally check whether the user agent also contains Android or iOS. Example, showing different content on a WordPress website with the default WordPress editor. If you're using WordPress, you can use the User Agent Content Switcher plugin. The name of the plugin is quite descriptive. It allows you to show different content to users based on their user agent. Here's how you can set it up and an example use case. Install the plugin on your website. Please note that we are not affiliated with the plugin or its developer. We just tested it and it seemed to be free and worked fine. On the plugin's settings page, add a new type with these settings: type name, app shortcode attribute, app user agent, app web view. Edit one of your pages and switch to the code editor. Now you can create sections that are only visible in the app like this. This text is visible to everyone. This text is only visible to app users. With Elementor, if you're using Elementor, you can instead use the free PowerPack plugin with the PowerPack WebToApp extension plugin. Here's how it works. Install the PowerPack plugin through the WordPress store. Download the PowerPack WebToApp plugin as a zip file and install it. The PowerPack WebToApp plugin and the idea to use PowerPack on Elementor websites was created by All in Apply. They use the plugin to manage multiple WebToApp design apps and generously decided to share it. Now you can set specific elements to only be displayed in the app. Using JavaScript based on the user agent. Of course, you can not only check the user agent on the server side, as detailed in the previous section, but also in JavaScript. Filtering by user agent only works if you have configured the app to adjust the user agent it uses. You can enable this option in your app's navigation settings. Open navigation settings. Here's an example of how you can use JavaScript to detect whether the user is using the app or a browser. Const is app equals navigator.userAgent includes app web view. If is app, console.log, the user is using the app. Else, console.log, the user is using a browser. Alternatively, you can use get app platform from the app helper script, which works very similarly, by checking for HTML modifications. The app makes tiny invisible changes to the website HTML, which are necessary for some features of the app. We can also use these changes to detect whether the page was loaded by the app. Since this is a bit tricky, we recommend that you use execute when app ready from the app helper script. Then you can put any code inside the execute when app ready function, and it will only be executed if the page was loaded by the app. A slight downside of this method is that it takes a few milliseconds before the code gets executed, even if the page was loaded by the app. By injecting code into the app, on your website customization page, you have the option to add any JavaScript or CSS that the app should inject into every page that is loaded. The possibilities are endless with this, but as an example, let's make this text green in the app. PID equals red text, style color red. This text is red in the browser. Now we could configure this JavaScript to inject document.getElementById red text style.color equals green, or alternatively, this CSS to inject red text color green important. So as you can see, this also works as a way of having different behavior on the website than the app.